Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Someone to Save You by Paul Pilkington, performed by Napoleon Ryan. Part 1. Chapter 1. The teenage girl came from nowhere, running straight out into the middle of the country road from behind a line of trees. Sam Becker slammed on the brakes and wrenched the wheel hard right, feeling the seatbelt lock as he was thrown forward at speed. The car jerked before losing control, spinning on its axis while throwing up an ear-piercing screech. Everything was a blur until suddenly the spinning came to a violent stop, sending Sam's head flying back into the headrest. Shaking off his dizziness, he twisted anxiously left, then right, looking for the girl. But he couldn't see her.
Please, no.
He staggered out of the car and was about to look underneath the vehicle when he spotted her standing across the road, several yards down a dirt track that ran off to the left.
Please, help us!
She shouted, crying.
Please!
He moved towards her as she ran in the opposite direction, heading farther back down the lane.
Wait! Sam shouted after her. Are you okay?
He followed her around the corner and found her standing by a smashed-down fence.
Down there! You've got to help us!
She pleaded.
Please, help us, quick!
As Sam moved closer, he could see down the embankment to the railway line below.
Oh my God.
The car was astride the railway line, and someone was sitting motionless in the driver's seat.
Please, help us!
The girl repeated, standing there at the edge of the embankment, sobbing. Sam nodded, trying to take in the situation. His eyes traced the journey of the car, from the point where they stood, through the smashed wooden fence, and down the steep, grassy embankment onto the track.
What's your name?
Allison.
My name's Sam.
He placed a hand on the girl's shoulder while trying to think. His body was on overdrive. As a cardiothoracic surgeon, he was used to dealing with emergency situations, but nothing like this. He looked left, then right, down the line. No trains, but he would have to be quick.
Is that your mum down there?
Allison nodded, sniffling.
She said she wants to die. I didn't know she was going to drive on there. Please, help!
It's going to be okay,
he promised, hurriedly picking his way through the broken fence. Allison began to follow, but he gestured at her to stop.
You'll be safe.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?